This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. In the last hour, we talked about two programs that were started by the Department of Natural Resources Police, Natural Resources Police. And if you're just joining us, campaign to catch illegal crabbers is called Don't Get Pinched. We will use every enforcement tool available to us, including saturation patrols, undercover operations, night vision equipment, and the cameras and radar units of the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, said Colonel George F. Johnson IV, the NRP superintendent. The campaign takes aim at those who ignore state regulations on minimum sizes, possession limits, harvest hours, and crab pot registrations. Officers will also be on the lookout for recreational crabbers who keep female crabs, which is illegal in Maryland. Question to you, my listeners, and I expect a reply from some of you at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you are a legitimate recreational crabber and you've invested time and effort in a boat and a trailer and a motor and all the equipment that it takes, a trot line, 30 or so crab traps, whatever equipment you use as a serious crabber, are you going to put that all in jeopardy to keep a few female crabs when you know it's illegal to do so? I'd like to hear from you. 410-922-6680. It's a legitimate question. If you're a legitimate crabber, do you take a chance by keeping female crabs? Or do you primarily abide by the law? And who do you think this new campaign is focused on? Don't get pinched. Don't get pinched. First of all, the people who are, in my opinion, in my own personal humble opinion, the people who should be targeted are the people who have no regard for our laws anyway, who don't have fishing licenses, who think it's their, I don't know, right, privilege or something to just go anywhere they want, do anything they want to do at any time, catch what they want, keep what they want, whether it's undersized fish, whether it's crabs, whether it's female crabs, whatever it might be. Usually they are in a group of like-minded individuals, and these are the folks that, in my own humble personal opinion, don't give a rat's rear end about our laws anyway, and don't get pinched. The meaning is lost on them. They don't understand the slang about getting pinched and getting arrested. They probably think it's a warning against, sticking your hand in a basket of crabs. Anyway, what are your thoughts? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Don't Get Pinched is the campaign. Let's talk to Josh in Mount Airy. Hey, Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's Josh. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right.
Don't Get Pinched, Josh. What do you think of the name, first of all?
Well, it has multiple connotations, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, I never have targeted females. I mean, ever, for forever.
Right.
That's your key to the species right there. So as a recreation, I never took any females to begin with.
Yeah.
It just wasn't worth it to me. But we target the legal males.
Right.
The bigger the better.
Sure.
And, There's no reason to keep an undersized crab, in my opinion. I'm out there because I enjoy crabbing, and, you know, the eating comes along with that, but I like to get out there and just crab.
Well, you know, that's I think you reflect the majority of the opinion of most crabbers out there. They understand the rules. They know what they're doing. Same way with fishing. I don't know that anybody, you know, that's in a recreational, you know, fishing other than scofflaws are, you know, oh, man, it's 17 and a half inches. Well, it was close, but bye-bye. Have a nice day. I mean, it's part of the game, right? It's part of the deal. You put the small ones back so they get bigger next time.
That's right. That's ensuring your ability to go and do that in the future.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't know what the answer is with the crabs. You know, I don't know what the answer is. It's not real good this year.
No, but it's like managing bugs that crawl on the bottom of the bay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't have anybody down there watching them. You don't know where they go. There's no radar that picks them up and, you know, watches the migration. I mean, I'm sure they can follow it through some ways or means, but you can't tell where every crab's going to spend its winter in the mud, and you can't tell what's going to happen next year. And you certainly can't control the weather factor.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, as a recreational guy, you know, when you got enough crabs, stop.
Good point.
You know, I mean, I don't need to go with my buddy, my partner, and catch two bushels for he and his wife and myself and my wife to sit and eat four dozen.
Right, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
take what you can eat.
The social event of eating crabs, you know, drinking beer, having fun, you know, whatever it might be, and whatever else you might have, corn on the cob, and you know, you name it. As far as eating crabs is concerned, doesn't involve eating vast quantities of crabs.
Right.
We got four dozen large crabs for seven people a couple of weeks ago. And I think I took 20 crabs home. I mean, you know, we had salads, we had dessert, we had other things to eat, you know, and the crab was another part of the entree, but it wasn't
right.
the main reason for getting together. So
right,
yeah,
and I went a couple weeks ago, and what we caught was beautiful, big crab, but dozen and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Take
them home, Steve.
I just like to go crabbing, and I ended up giving them to my partner there.
Yeah.
And he had seven of them. He said he was full. So,
there you go. Yeah.
You know, they're big crabs.
Sure.
But the quantities just aren't there right now. And
yep.
Where they are, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But anyhow, I'm headed down the road here, so I'll catch up with you later.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Ray in Pasadena. Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
What's up?
I agree with you. I remember years ago, I mean, when I was little, late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And 300-foot trout line catch all the crabs you wanted.
Back then, yeah, sure.
And my father taught me back then, he said, we don't keep the females. Throw the females back so in the future we'll have some more crabs and everything.
Exactly right.
Right, but I even if I would catch a big one, I would still put it back in the drink.
Yeah,
it's just like you got to provide for the future crabbers that come up and everything.
Exactly.
If you go out there and try to kill them, there's not going to be anything for next year or the year after that and everything.
You got it. All right,
but,
man.
But on another note, I crabbed down in by Stony Creek and everything.
Yeah.
And I've been fishing for perch and everything, and I've been catching grass shrimp. But in the grass shrimp, I've been catching like thousands and thousands of little crabs. I mean, real
I'm
crabs.
Hearing about all the little crabs. Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a good sign.
That's a really good sign. Yep. What we need, Ray, quite frankly, is we need to get the grasses restored in Chesapeake Bay. That would solve a myriad of problems. We've had some weather events that have just devastated us. But you know, we need to get the grasses back. We need to get the health of the bay back. We need to stop the spills from the city coming into the Chesapeake Bay and washing throughout the bay. We need to stop the silting in the upper bay. You know, there's all kinds of things that we can do, and you know, we're putting Band-Aids on most of it, to be honest with you. Exelon. They're getting ready to sign a, what is it, a 46-year deal, you know, for and not clean up the Conowingo Dam, you know, right. And that silt just keeps running in and running in. Huh?
Right.
Yep. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
I love your show.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Ross there in Pasadena, too. Good morning, Ross. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man.
I live on a creek in the Pasadena area. And
yep.
I have a pier, and I have two crab pots, which I put out.
Right.
Do I have to register?
Yes.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
All voluntarily. Right. Or they're going to target you with a drone.
Okay. Well, knowledge is power.
And
so.
don't get pinched.
Okay. Now, my other...
Stop by down at Fishbones and pick up a copy of Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine. It's got everything in there. It's got all the regulations in there.
Okay. I will. That's where I get my bait anyway. So
yeah.
I know, bud. The other question I have is this. What about female soft crabs? You see more female soft crabs than you do male.
That's right.
How does that impact on the female soft crab?
Well, it you know, good question. It's a very good question. Female soft crabs are, you know, commercially allowed to be harvested to support the soft crab market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the recreational crabbing limit on, let's see, soft crabs is 3.5 inches. And you are still only allowed to have males, if I remember correctly. Let's see. Yeah, yep, I believe that is true.
Okay.
But the commercial market does use a lot of soft crabs, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, my other point, other question is, if you go into some of the Oriental supermarkets there are in, you know, they're around the areas, they basically sell nothing but female hard crabs because the Chinese seem to really like them.
Yep.
Wonder what's going to happen there.
Yep. Hey, look, man, you know, they've got to protect the females, you know.
Yeah, I've never eaten a female crab that I've ever caught.
Right.
In my crab, I've always thrown them back in. And
sure.
Wish them luck.
Good luck. Well, what people don't know, people think that once a female crab has mated with a male crab, that it's one and done. You know, she lays her eggs and that's it. Well, that's not necessarily true. That female can produce 4, 5, 6, 7 egg masses and spawn multiple times, even if she's only bred one time. I don't know if people know that or not. You know, it's not one and done. A female crab, once she's bred, can produce multiple masses, egg masses, throughout the summer and fall.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, brother.
Hey. All right. Well, thank you very
much. Thanks, Ross. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, let's see. We got Walt, Captain Seaweed, Jamie. We'll get right back to all of you, but we do have to take a break. And I have to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're going crabbing, they've got everything you need. They've got the open top crab traps. They've got the standard box crab traps. They've got the big pots. If you have a pier and you want to set a pot, they've got the trot lines. They've got all the bait that you could need, want, or imagine. They have the steamers, and they've got the seasoning, too. So that's at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And if you want to go fishing while you're waiting for the crabs to bite, you can do that, too. They've got all the rods and reels and line and bait, and they even got fishing license. Hunting season's right around the corner. The hunting licenses are there. They carry all the bows and crossbows by Parker. They carry the G5 bows. They carry the Codabow crossbow. And August 30th, they'll have Chuck Mastaic there from Codabow. They'll have a little get-together on August 30th at the store, so you might want to plan for that if you're a hunter. So I suspect that Wild Minerals will be there again and some other folks will be there talking about hunting on August 30th. That's the last Saturday of August, right before Labor Day weekend. And you'll be able to take care of that. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, and the fishing hotline is 247-FISH. All right, Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. The reason they're the first choice is because they're the first place on the right when you cross the Bay Bridge. Yep, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, that's Dominion Road. Stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, and you'll find the largest selection of hunting, fishing, and crabbing supplies on Kent Island. They carry the Bubba Blade knives. You got to have one of those. They're great if you're a fisherman or a hunter. Rods and reels and tackle, all the bait you could want or imagine for fishing and crabbing, and all the crabbing supplies. Hey, let's get ready for bow season. They've got the great Matthews Solo Cam bows and Parker Compound and Parker Crossbows, Barnett Crossbows, Mission Crossbows, Carbon Express Crossbows, and even the Excalibur Recurve Crossbows, too. So check that all out at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, their full line of hunting supplies, waterfowl calls, great apparel, firearms and ammunition, all at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, extra 39B, Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Their courteous and friendly staff will help you in every aspect of fishing and hunting. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. That was quick. Let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville. Then we've got Walt and Captain Seaweed. Good morning there, Jamie. What's up? Jamie, you with us? Hello, Jamie. Well, call back, Jamie. Sorry you had to go. Let's talk to Walt in Catonsville.
Walt here.
Hey, Walt.
Hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Morning.
What's up?
Questions. I go down to my American Legion post, and we discuss this every time we go about the crabs and the rockfish.
Yep.
We hear, first of all, the fellow before me asked a question that I was going to ask about the spawning life of a female crab.
Right.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought they only spawned one time.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, they mate one time. They spawn multiple times.
And then they carry the semen with them?
Correct.
Oh.
They're capable of multiple egg masses.
And I can take that to back. I can go down.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just spoke with a researcher from the University of Maryland the other day, and that came up. And
that's good to know.
Yeah, we talked. About that, and I'm very interested in talking with him further. He specializes in investigating diseases in blue crabs.
Uh huh.
So yes, but we had that conversation just Monday or Tuesday. So.
Well, I'm glad to know that. That
yep.
gives me ammunition.
Yeah.
Also, we discuss the bay with the rockfish.
Yeah.
They say, well, the crabs are eating. I mean, the rockfish are eating all the crabs. I don't see it that way because I catch many rockfish.
There's not a lot of crabs in the guts, is there?
I'm not finding them.
Right.
I'm finding like bunker or LY.
Right.
That's what I'm finding. After I take my fillet, I'll open up and see what's there.
Sure.
And I'm not finding crabs.
Right.
They seem that I don't know.
A
rock.
Listen to this theory, okay?
Yes.
A rockfish is a free swimming fish, correct?
Yes.
Not a bottom dweller, so to speak.
That's correct.
Crabs are on the bottom, for the most part. Okay.
Yes.
So you're a rockfish. You're swimming along, and you encounter a school menhaden, and at being a fish and preferring fish, you eat some menhaden.
Yes.
Okay, because menhaden and rockfish are in the thermocline where it's very comfortable to be a fish, where there's plenty of oxygen and the temperature's right. Why would you dive down to the bottom and try to catch hard crabs when you've got a giant school of alewives or, you know, whatever, swimming out there where you are?
Great.
At the same level, okay?
I base mine on fact, what I see when I open these fish up.
Now, fella said he's catching grass shrimp and finding a million little crabs in the grass beds with the grass shrimp. That's a good thing.
That's wonderful.
Okay? Big crabs eat little crabs.
Oh.
Cow nose raisy crabs. Other fish species which are becoming more abundant in the bay, like
snakeheads?
Red drum. No, snakeheads aren't in the bay proper yet. I mean, they'll eat them in the rivers if they can find them. But again, fish prefer fish. But there are other species that are bottom feeders, like cow nose rays, like other crabs, that prey on smaller crabs and soft crabs.
May I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. There's discussion at the VFW.
Right.
Well, if the rockfish are eating the crabs, maybe we should harvest more of the cows.
Oh, good God.
Now, I say, wait a minute. We put a moratorium on it. It worked.
Oh, my gosh.
It worked. Why would you mess with your brood stock?
Well,
I have
first of all, let me interrupt there just a minute.
Yes.
I have big problems, and it will never promote the catch and release season on the Susquehanna Flat, which opens 1st of March.
Agreed.
Okay. I think that this year has provided us with an opportunity to take a look at what we're doing in the early rockfish season. I have no problem with the trophy season for rockfish. I just do have problems with the timing of it sometimes.
Yes.
And I do have problems sometimes because we have such a great year class of big rockfish. I have problems with the smallish, in my opinion, size limit. Do you know, if you look at the Maryland Fishing Challenge website, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rockfish on there that exceed the 40-inch limit for a citation.
Yes.
Okay. And in the catch and release division. So, okay, it's fine to catch and release those big cows. You're stressing them out, But if you're catching and keeping those big giant females during the trophy season, you're only hurting yourself. And this is recreational fishermen. This is a charter boat business. I don't have anything against charter boat business. They provide a great service to people who can't afford their own boats and like to get together and go fishing. I think it's wonderful, and I think they should be able to catch fish. But I think that we really, really now need to take a look, based on population surveys and everything else, at what's going on with the rockfish. I think we need to figure out how to protect those females from a sustainability point of view and, you know, proceed with caution as recreational fishery.
Yes.
Okay?
May I interject?
Sure.
Two quick ones.
Sure.
One is the Bay Bridge Tunnel in December.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a problem with that.
You and I both.
We do.
Yeah. Oh, come on down and catch a 50-pound rockfish. It's the only opportunity you'll ever have to catch a 50-pound rockfish.
Yeah,
come on down to the Bay Bridge Tunnel all the way to North Carolina. Catch those big cows. Catch those 50-pounders.
Susquehanna.
Huh?
In 3 months, you'll be in Susquehanna.
Yes, exactly.
One other thing. Why are the bluefish not coming into the bay like they have in the past? Is that because of the LY trapping?
I don't think that has much to do with it. I just think there has been a worldwide reduction in, just like there's a worldwide shortage of crabs, you know, every type of crustacean, really. This year, I think the bluefish is a cyclical thing. I think they'll come back. I don't know if we'll get those, you know, 15, 20-pounders like we had back in the 80s.
Yes.
But, you know, hardheads did the same thing. I mean, you know, at one time you were catching 16, 18, 20-inch hardheads, and then they were gone for 20 years. You know, so I don't know. I haven't quite figured out the cyclical nature of bluefish. You know, we see some every year, more and more every year. We got bluefish in the lower bay now, but I don't know. I don't know what. First of all, I think the overall health of the Chesapeake Bay has declined to where it is not the magnificent fishery that it was 30, 40 years ago. And I think development has a lot to do with that. I don't think agriculture has too much to do with that. I think the silting of the upper bay, and I think that the abundance of housing developments and that type of thing have hurt the bay. But that being said, it's still a great, great place to catch a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But I think the health overall has declined.
May I say one other thing?
Sure.
In my neighborhood, I live in a neighborhood.
Yep.
And my neighbors have the most beautiful lawns.
Sure.
And I see them out there putting the fertilizer and all that. And my lawn is okay.
Yeah.
And I don't do anything to
right.
them. Now, maybe we should find some way to save the bay without going into the general fund, without that money going into the general fund. If you buy.
Well, that's easy.
Joe homeowner and buying a bag of fertilizer.
Yeah, that's easy, Walt. That's easy. Just blame it on the farmers.
I'm not saying the farmers. They have buffers.
I'm saying it's blame it on the farmers. That's the easiest thing to do. You can attack agriculture that way.
Well, that's not truly what it is. I think they have set up the catch areas.
Walt, it's the farmers' fault. It's the farm. I'm a politician, and I'm telling you it's the farmers. We need more regulations. We need more EPA. We need more taxes.
Yeah,
you got me.
Your point.
You got me.
I understand your point.
Yeah, we're not going after True Green and Chemlawn and all those groups.
Right.
Nope, we're not going after them because they're businesses and they're providing a good tax base. And of course, you know, you want to keep your happy homeowner happy by making sure his lawn is nice and green. Screw what it does to the bay, huh?
You're being facetious.
Of course I am. Thank you. All right. Hey, Walt.
Alan,
I get your point. Thanks, buddy. See
you.
Bye-bye. All right. Captain Seaweed, you're going to have to hang on one more time, buddy. I'm sorry. Or call back. Roy and White Marsh, we've got to take another break. I'm sorry. We're just getting some good conversation here, and I don't want to shortchange anybody. So, Captain, hang on there. Roy, hang on there. We'll be right back after I tell you folks about Papa John's Farm. Summer is time for picnics and family get-togethers and church outings and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer's cold, juicy watermelons. You know the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they steam their crabs with corn on the cob, their own corn on the cob, for a great family dinner. Hot corn with crab spice on it. Mm. If you enjoy your time outdoors and great tasting food, head to Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn. Get some corn at their enormous produce barn. Their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. Squash, zucchini, all the pit fruits, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and those sweet, juicy watermelons. Papa John's is located just off I-97 at exit 12. 8065 New Cut Road. Look for New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, if you want to get a big pile of corn for your family reunion or for your church, 410-969-8810. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. Visit there and it will grow on you.
Let it unsettle here over the next couple of days with some scattered showers and thunderstorms remaining in the forecast. Any showers this morning ending by lunchtime today. Clouds for this afternoon at 81. Partly cloudy tonight. Threat of a thunderstorm late, 67. Showers and storms for tomorrow, 82. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Actually, it's almost winding up. Yep, one more month. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. And Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish out there. He's worth $25,000. That's right. He's swimming into Chesapeake Bay. He's waiting to take your bait. Yep, you want to live line him. You want to chum him up. You want to use a piece of cut spot. You want to use a bucktail. You want to use a trolling lure. Well, good luck. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They're even worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, Eastern Bay, and call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a $25,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab, crab's got to be 9 inches point to point, and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. More than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Here's a good reason not to give in to your toddler's tantrums. Researchers say spoiled children are more likely to grow into financially dependent young adults who are plagued by overspending and debt. It's normal to want to give your child everything, but it's not a good idea to actually do it. Experts say we overindulge kids because we feel guilty about working too much or to keep up with friends and neighbors. But buying stuff may not be the answer. Instead, consider an activity, like cooking a meal together. Don't be afraid to talk to your kids about money. Of course, they'll notice if a friend's house is bigger than theirs, but make sure they understand people's wealth is not the most important thing. Show them you value friends because of qualities like their sense of humor and integrity. If kids are having trouble with the concept of money's value, let them earn some of their own. Have them work to pay for something special. They'll appreciate it more if they've had to work to get it. Experts in child behavior say the simplest strategy to avoid spoiling is to just say no. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
WCBM Baltimore.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com. What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573
410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Let's talk to Captain Seaweed, who's been holding for a long, long time. Good morning, Captain. How you doing?
Very, very well, and I don't mind holding because I enjoy listening to your show.
Gotcha.
Now, first off, a couple questions, a couple answers, so forth. First of all, I want to commend you on your magazine. It's a fantastic magazine that's getting better every year.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I mean, really. Now, there's a couple questions, a couple things I wanted to make a mention to. In 1993, me, Captain Seaweed, I formed a group called Captain Seaweed and Crew Incorporated.
Right.
And along the way, DNR, Dr. Troy Brown,
yep,
and Governor Schaefer,
rest in peace,
made me the honorary Chesapeake Bay captain at that point.
Right.
I was that way because of my knowledge of the Chesapeake Bay and all the different things that were causing the problems in the Chesapeake Bay, or at least some of them.
Right, go on.
Now, what I don't understand is I researched and I learned and I was told and I was acknowledged this by DNR that crabs, female crabs, only have one spawning time at that time, and they never have a baby again after they have a busted apron. That's what I was taught years ago by DNR.
Well, that's not true.
Well, that's what I was taught by DNR.
That's still not true.
Okay, fine. When did the acknowledgement come about that that is not true?
I don't have a date. I don't have a date for you, but I guess research into that particular thing. You know, look, back then, they weren't all concerned about it because there were millions of crabs in the bay, and they were having a great time, and people were catching crabs and eating crabs, and the economy was booming, and everything. Everybody was happy. And then all of a sudden, the crabs started to decline, and they started to figure out that they had to investigate why they were declining, okay? And they found out that, you know what, we got to manage these a little bit better than we have been. And they still don't have a total handle on it. And that's why we've got this program called Don't Get Pinched, because we've got a number of illegal crabbers out there. We've got people with unregistered crab pots, and they don't have a management number on those types of catches for the blue crab. So they're trying to tightly manage it. When did they discover that blue crabs had multiple spawns? I don't know. I don't know what date, what year, anything like that. But no. I just know that the old thinking of one and done is not true, proven to be not true.
Well, that's what I'm interested in because I handle a lot of crabs. I do a lot of
I know you do.
A lot of salt crab business. In fact, every 2 days I go down to the island and I bring back loads of salt crabs.
Right.
And a great deal, all of them are females at this point right now.
Sure they are.
Absolutely. And they're nice females. They're good tasting. But they're all busted aprons. And I was also acknowledged, I acknowledged the fact that when they had a busted apron, they're never undersized, no matter what size that crab was.
Right.
If it had a busted apron, it was legal to sell.
Right.
Is that correct?
I don't know the answer to that either.
Well, perhaps.
Captain,
maybe.
you're the one that's in the business. You should have have the answers.
And I do have the answers. The answer is that if it's a busted apron, it's not illegal to sell.
Okay.
No matter what size it is, it could be an inch and a half if it's a busted apron, or 2 inches if it's a busted apron, you can sell that crab.
Yeah.
There's so many people that think that they're undersized females. There's no such thing as an undersized female when it has a busted apron.
But let me ask you, Captain, give me a break. A two inch soft crab?
Go ahead. If you're down.
No, I mean I'm serious. A two inch soft crab, that's like eating chipmunks. You gotta get a whole mess of them.
What I'm saying is no matter what size that crab is, if it has a busted apron female, it's legal to sell. Now, who's going to buy it at 2 inches?
Nobody. So define a busted apron for our listeners so they know what you're talking about.
But define a busted apron is when a female has made it with a male and she has her babies, or she has her sponge, when she has her babies, the apron itself starts turning and looks into like a heart size or
right.
something to that degree.
Right.
That's what I call a busted apron.
Okay.
And that's what's acknowledged by us crabbers or whoever we may be that handle crabs. We call that a busted, or a female, a cow, or a mama, or whatever you want to call it. But when it's a busted apron,
yeah.
it's legal to sell.
Okay, so what? Okay, I'm with you. But now that you know that a female is capable of producing more than one egg mass, why would you harvest a crab that small? And why would you sell a crab that small?
I wouldn't sell a crab that small. What I'm simply saying is that you're a lot of times get those in the baskets when you're buying females at different areas, not our Chesapeake Bay up here in the Maryland area, but if you're in the Virginia area, down around that, whatever you
want.
Well,
then I guess they've got to address that. They got a whole other set of circumstances down there because, let's face it, the lower end of the bay, Virginia, is our spawning grounds for our Chesapeake Bay blue crabs here in Maryland.
We know that. That's why you had so many sponge crabs years ago.
They still do.
I know, but they're not legal, the sponge crabs to sell. But they're not doing their job as far as,
So that sounds like an enforcement issue.
Well, certainly the Marine Police or whoever should be more scrutinizing more of these bushel baskets that come from Virginia because of the busted apron and spawning time, and they leave it on it.
Now you've told them. How's that? Now you've told them.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Thank you, Cap.
Thank you, sir.
See you, buddy. Roy, thanks for holding. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you, buddy.
That's all right, Alan.
What's going on, man?
How about keep your blue crabs legal?
Yeah, keep your blue crabs
legal. I want to talk to you about
Don't get pinched.
Yeah, right.
God.
Anyway, what I want to talk to you about, and maybe you already discussed.
And by the way, the logo for Don't Get Pinched is a blue crab with red pinchers. What does that tell you? What does that tell?
That's what's on the holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's a red circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't get pinched in red. Then a bright blue, royal blue crab, and it's got red pinchers. Now, what kind of crabs have red pinchers? Do you know?
Yeah, them big boys.
Well, no, them
well,
big
the females.
Correct. That's it. Pinchers. That's right.
Yeah.
So okay, continue, Roy.
Okay, maybe you already discussed this. What I call buck rams. Or paper shells, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many, as far as I'm concerned, anyway, the regular crabbers, the
yep.
guys that go out with a fly line or whatever,
yep.
and they take these buck rams or paper shells,
yep.
and that's the biggest waste in the world because I guarantee you ain't going to get hardly any of them in the pot. They're going to die before they get in the pot if you put them in a bushel basket with the other ones.
Yep.
And, you know, in just a few weeks, if it's a nice big one, it's going to turn out to... be a Jimmy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
that is a horrible waste. And I know I can't crab anymore myself. I'm too old.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know people that crab all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a bushel.
Well, let's explain what a buckram is to people. Buckram is a crab that has shed, and the shell is starting to get hard.
Right.
But at that stage, they're very susceptible to being caught.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not exactly a soft crab. They're not a hard crab. They've got this, what you call, paper shell. They got a crunchy shell on them.
That's right.
Buckram. Do you know what buckram is, actually?
No, I really don't.
Buckram is a stiff linen cloth.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yes. So imagine that. Trying to eat that thing is terrible because it doesn't make a good sandwich and you can't steam. Well, you can steam it and it'll be fine.
If you can get it in there alive.
And it would be fine. Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
you know, when
exactly.
you put it in the basket, the other crabs, yep. they bite at it and they bust their shell.
Sure
and
they do.
Time yep. you get ready to cook it, it's dead.
Yeah.
But I've seen guys recently with the last few years.
Sure.
A quarter of their... bushel crabs will be these buck rams.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame, isn't it?
Terrible. I mean, it really is.
Yep.
And I guess something else I was going to say about them I don't sort of slip my mind.
That's all right.
Anyway. You have a good one.
All right, brother. I appreciate the call.
Your, show.
You got it, man. Thanks, Bye-bye. Roy. See you, buddy. There you go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, is ready for archery season. Coming up in just a little over a month. September 5th is opening day, and they've got those great crossbows by Kotobo. And the folks from Kotobo will be there on the 30th, if you want to mark that Saturday for your calendar. And that is, of course, Labor Day weekend, but Chuck Mastaic, the founder of Kotobo Crossbows, will be there at Clyde Sports Shop, along with some others, for a great day of fun and fellowship. And they also carry, of course, the Parker Crossbows and Compound Bows, the G5 Bows, and other makes and models as well. And, of course, they've got all the accessories, you know, the arrows, and they'll tune the bow for you. They'll custom cut your arrows. They've put all the accessories on and that type of thing if you want to get ready for archery season at Clyde Sports Shop. Of course, they have a full complement of Thompson Center muzzle loaders, too, for that upcoming season. I mentioned scopes earlier. I just purchased a new Leupold, and I'm going to be happy with it. I haven't even opened the box yet, so... But I know what I'm looking at, and I'm trying to slowly upgrade all my scopes on all my firearms from the little lower end scopes. I mean, this one's from the scope is probably 15 years old. That's on there. It's an old Simmons with a turkey diamond in it. It's 1.5 to 4.5 or something like that, or 1 to 4. I don't remember, but I'm upgrading to 2 to 7, which is a little nicer and a little bigger, 30 millimeter tube. Gathers more light. My old eyes need all that I can get. But I digress. Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for fishing and hunting. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just about off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline 247-3474, 247-FISH, ClydeSports.com. Go see him. At Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50. Well, just off Route 50, actually. The Dominion Road exit, that's exit 39B off of Route 50, just after you cross the Bay Bridge. Also, everything you need for hunting and fishing. They've got Kent Island's largest selection of hunting, fishing, and crabbing supplies. Every crabbing supply you could need, want, or imagine, including bait. Same with fishing. Bow season, I'll give you a couple of brands there. They've got the Barnett crossbows. They've got the new Carbon Express crossbows. They've got the Matthews Solo Cam compound bows and their brand Mission crossbows as well, Parker compound and crossbows. So they're ready to go. They'll set your bow up, put the accessories on, and tune it for you. They got a full line of firearms and ammunition. They got the Bubba Blade knives and full line of apparel from such folks like Drake. So check it out, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, 39B, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex
Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bed liner. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
All right. Mark, I apologize. We're not going to have time to get to your call. Give us a call back next week. The question is, crab season, the worst you've seen. One factor is Sandy, environmental factors, cold weather, and other reasons. But call us back next week, and we'll talk more about it. Sorry about we can't get to your call. We're just out of time. And now it's time for me to say to you, get out, stay out, and stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers.